Okay, guys, it's 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. This is Ron LeGrand. Going to get started here. I'm going to mute everybody out so we can eliminate any background noise. I will not keep you on the telephone long tonight. I know for some of you it's probably pushing your bedtime if you're in the eastern half of the country. I really just want to give you some inside information to prepare you for the upcoming event in Vegas next week. If you're on this call, it means that you are registered for the commercial boot camp or you got the wrong email, one of the two. And if you're not registered for the commercial boot camp in Las Vegas, starting on the 19th, you're on the wrong call, and you can hang up now. If you are registered, you might want to get a pencil and paper or something to write with, and I'm going to give you a couple of websites and take some notes here and just give you an idea what's going on. So here, give me just a second, and I'll get started. Probably won't be more than 15 or 20 minutes on this call. All right. First of all, I want to make sure that everybody knows where we're going to be. And that will be at the Flamingo Las Vegas on Las Vegas Boulevard. And we will be there all 4 days. Frankly, I'll be staying across the street down there at Harrah's with my wife because that's her favorite hotel, and that's where they put us up in this fancy suite, and they pay for it, so, you know, I can't turn that down. But I'll be walking over there every morning. If you want to know what times we start, let me give you that right now so you can plan for your evenings. We will start at 8 o'clock on the first day and probably 9 o'clock on the second, third, and the fourth day, but I do reserve the right to move that up to 8 if I need to. On the in the evenings, you will end on the first day at about 6 o'clock, and on the other 3 days, your next 2 days, you'll end at 5, and on the last day, you'll end at 4 o'clock, so you can make your evening plans accordingly, and 4 o'clock, you'll be done, so if you need to get out of there on the last night, you can do that as well. Remember, the last night of this event is on Saturday, not on Sunday, so you have plenty of time to get back home regardless of when you leave. If you are in Las Vegas, might as well hang around and play a while. The event will end at 4, and if you're going to do shows out there, I strongly suggest you take in Terry Fader. If you haven't seen a Terry Fader show, and if you can get in, it's money well spent because he is the best of the best when it comes to singing ventriloquists. And I don't know if Celine is still playing out there or not, but I've seen her show twice, and I can tell you I'd go back a third time. She is one fabulous entertainer. Of course, there's plenty more shows out there as well. Let me give you an idea of what you're in for and a little homework assignment if we can. And I can tell you right now that we're going to cover the whole world of commercial property, but we're not going to focus on the whole world. We're going to spend some time discussing how to buy and sell and or flip and or just profit in the commercial world altogether, assuming we don't use your money or credit. Many of the discussions we have will be if you or someone you know wants to use their money or credit. We're obviously raising capital is a big part of this, and I'm going to discuss private placements and just all sorts of things that you're never going to hear anyplace else except in the event that I teach. You're going to get a lot of my experience, the good, the bad, and the ugly. And by the time you get out of there, you're going to know what to look for, how to process it, how to screen it, how to get it funded, and how to analyze it quickly and determine your exit strategy before you ever even think about going in. Tonight, I would like to give you a couple of lesson assignments. I'd like for you to maybe bring some projects to class, if you will. And the easiest way to do that is just go online. The most dominant website to do that is loopnet.com. That's LOOPNET.com. I think that's one of the largest commercial property sites out there today. So go play around on that. You can pull up a lot of properties for free. Of course, they're going to try to get you to subscribe. I think it's about $50 a month, but you can do a lot at no cost whatsoever. And when you go on there, I'll tell you what to look for here in just a minute, but let me give you a couple more sites to play on first. Another one would be landwatch.com, landwatch.com. It's a lot more than land, so don't worry about the name. You'll find all kinds of properties on there, including seller financing, owner financed type properties, and of all shapes and sizes. That's a site that'll take you a while to go through, but plenty to do on there. Truthfully, most of the deals that students have sent me in the past came through LoopNet. So that'll keep you busy as well, because you got the whole country to search and then all kinds of projects to search and all kinds of parameters. But in case you run out of something to do, you can go to LandWatch. And if that doesn't keep you busy, you can go to a couple more here, surplusrealestate.com. I'm going to give you a whole bunch of them when you get to class, but that ought to keep you busy between now and then. That's surplusrealestate.com. And probably got to go check eBay. Go to ebayrealestate.com as well. It's one of the largest real estate sites in the world, in fact. So here's what I'm looking for. Very simply, I'm looking for properties that have a problem. If the property doesn't have a problem, you're not going to buy it. The last thing you want to do is to go out and look for commercial property that the seller is asking retail price for. Just like in residential, we just don't buy retail price properties. Our whole goal is to buy them or control them long enough to either flip them or turn them around after we have fixed whatever is broken. In the case of an apartment complex, if we buy an apartment complex, it's probably going to have a large vacancy factor or possibly even 100% vacant. So it's got a problem. It's got a problem because of either mismanagement or over-leveraged, and now it's bank-owned or both. And, in fact, there are so many bank-owned apartment complexes out there right now, you won't have much trouble finding them, and you got the whole country to search in. I prefer that you bring the ones in that have some occupancy level and have some income, because a totally vacant apartment complex is a hard thing to get funded. And as you'll learn, the only way to fund those is with equity capital, because no lender will go near them. And even equity partners really like to have income coming in the day they buy the property. So in that light, stay strictly on income-producing properties. No sense in bringing in projects that are not, well, when I say income-producing, that doesn't mean they have to be producing income right now, but it means that they have to be income-producing properties. So in other words, don't bring in vacant land. Now, you can bring it, and I will certainly discuss it with you, and we are going to talk about vacant land, but if you're really looking for projects that you might be able to move forward after you leave, it's likely not going to be vacant land projects. However, I will give you a program to go find some vacant land and partner up with the owner and have that property developed and move forward for them at no cost to you and to get paid while you're doing it. So I guess nothing is off limits, but I'm going to tell you the focus is going to be on income producing. I'm going to have an apartment specialist there, and I'm going to have a self-storage specialist there. So why not just go ahead and stick with apartments and self-storage for right now? Both are very hot types of real estate. In fact, there's a website called selfstorage.com. So go ahead and put that one on your list as well. That's selfstorage.com. You'll see all kinds of projects all over the country there. Now, what I don't want you to look for are the projects where they're advertising a cap rate. I'll teach you what cap rate means, but whenever you see a cap rate below 10%, you've got a property they're asking retail price for. So if the cap rate is advertised at 7, 8, 9%, it's retail. Ignore it. Pass it. There's no sense in getting any information. I don't want to look at it. You don't want to look at it, and it's a waste of your time. That would be like going out and trying to buy a house that's retail price. You got no reason to really buy it. So look for the problem properties. Look for the ones that don't publish cap rates. Look for the ones that have a high vacancy factor or need repairs or both. Look for the self-storage units that are the same. I really don't care what city they're located in, but I will tell you that there should be a population around the project. So if they're in a very, very densely populated area, they're likely not going to pass the muster, and that very well may be why they're in trouble to begin with. I don't care how much work they need, but I do care that there's a market for the rents, regardless of what income-producing property it is, after whatever's wrong with it is turned around. I'm happy to look at retail property. I like small retail shopping centers. I don't want to look at any big malls. In fact, for the sake of this event, guys, let's don't look at any big anything. I find that when you bring in these multi-gazillion dollar properties. Nobody in the class relates to them well, so why don't we just stick to the smaller properties, smaller meaning with a retail value of, say, less than $10 million. And you can bring projects all the way down into small office buildings if you want. Bring stuff in that you feel like you could feel comfortable working on once you learn how to do it without using your money or credit. Anything and everything I'll take a look at, but I do need you to bring all of the facts that you can collect about the property. And I can tell you right now, if you bring a project in and you do not have the financial information on it, we're not going to get very far with it. If you can't tell me what the income and the expenses are and what the current rent is, I can't just make it up. Good news is, if you go on these websites like LoopNet and Self-Storage and the others, you'll find that these properties come with that information posted right on the site. So you just simply print out whatever they what they have on there and bring it with you. And I don't need a lot of pictures. I can tell you I am going to need the pictures of the project, but, wow, if they got 4, 5, 6, 8 pages of pictures on there, we don't need all of that. Just bring me enough pictures to get me the general idea of what it looks like. If an apartment complex, they all kind of look alike anyway, just get me a couple of pictures of it, and that's good enough. Same with self-storage. Save yourself a lot of printing. But the financial information, I do want. I want the current information. In other words, I want to know what the reality is now, and then I want to know what the broker thinks that the projected income and expenses would be as well. You'll find that is generally posted on the sites. Now, if you do run across some FSBOs out there and they're trying to sell the properties, you get what you can from them. But honestly, if somebody's trying to sell their own commercial property and they can't even supply you with the income, then we're going to have that information. And I'm not saying it's not a good target. It might be. In fact, that's why it might be a good target, because the seller should not be selling their own property and because they don't have no idea how to go about doing it. All right, I also will tell you that I'm going to bring Scott Ulmer out there with me. Scott is my real estate guy, and I suspect that we're going to find some time to let Scott tell you what's going on in his world and tell you about all the deals that he's doing and the axe deals and so forth. And so this is we're going to have some single-family stuff in there as well, since I'm bringing Scott. I'm actually bringing him to learn the commercial world so he can be out there analyzing a project or two for me, and I don't know any better way to do that than to put him right in the middle of the training. Now, I'm only going to do this training one time next year, so make sure you do not miss this one, because it'll be a long time before I do it again, and that's the reason I'm actually paying the cost to bring Scott all the way to Vegas. So, in a nutshell, I'm looking for any type of project that you want to bring, and I want a income producing or future income producing. I need you to bring me the financial information on it, pictures of it, and any other pertinent facts that you can find on the property, and come prepared. Now, I am going to personally analyze these projects. This will be a small class. We probably won't have more than 40 or 50 people in this class, so I feel like I can handle that in between training. And you bring them. I'll take the time to analyze them, and then we'll sit down and discuss them or discuss them in class. During my training, we do have deal structuring sessions, and that's probably where I'll put your deal up on the board, and we'll let everybody we'll discuss it as a group. And I'll be spending some of my lunch hours and off time going through your projects as well. And then Scott will be there to work with you on your single family or on your business, whatever you would like for him to do. Now, again, he's coming to learn, so don't be grabbing out of class. As long as I'm teaching, he's not available. But, hey, when I'm not teaching, he does not need to eat nor go to the bathroom, so use him while he's there. Okay, I don't know what else I need to cover here for you tonight. I think you've got the gist of what I'm looking for, but I am going to open up to questions. Does anybody have any questions about what we have covered this evening? Let me see if I've got you. Hello? Anybody there? Hello? I must not be able to open the channel here tonight. Okay. Well, if nobody has any questions, I don't know if I think I'm probably blocked everybody out and don't know how to get you back in, but I hope that gets you prepared, and I will see you in Vegas, and if you need anything, you just contact our office, and Nikki and or Dolores will get your questions answered. Again, we will start at 8 o'clock on the first day, which is Wednesday the 19th. at the Flamingo Las Vegas. So I'll see you in Las Vegas.